It's Mark and Walt in the morning, Sunny 101.9. As we continue on this Tuesday morning, it is time for an update with our friends at Active Physical Therapy. Joining me on the line right now, Ryan Lowry, who is an athletic trainer, and Joe Lewis, a physical therapy assistant with Active Physical Therapy, to talk about post-operative care. Good morning.
Good morning, Walt. How are you?
Doing good. Ryan, let's talk a little bit about this post-operative care, and you guys are actually in one of the training rooms right now. What's happening? What's the word this morning?
You know, I just thought this would be a great topic because, you know, chatting with Joe, he and I really enjoy post-operative care. You know, a lot of people in the Marquette area will have surgeries on their knees, their hips, their shoulders, and Joe especially has developed such a great skill set. I thought it would be great to bring him in to chat about some of this together. You know, a lot of people will even call up our office and mention him by name and say, hey, I really want to see Joe because he's just got such a great skill set in this community for post-operative care. So I thought it'd be a great topic for this morning.
Well, let's turn it on over to Joe. Joe Lewis, physical therapy assistant with Active Physical Therapy. We're talking about post-operative care. And Joe, your specialty appears to be with shoulders in particular. What are the most common types of post-operative patients that you see?
Yeah, good morning, Walt. We do see a lot of rotator cuff repairs. That's probably one of the biggest post-op shoulder cases that we do see.
So what are your favorite conditions to work with then?
Oh, boy, that's a great question. Other than the shoulder, I like pretty much knees and backs. But for the shoulder, I would probably stick with the rotator cuff. A lot of patients, you know, pre-surgery have big limitations with their movements and their function, and their pain levels are very high. So post-op, it's nice to work with someone that is very limited and to be able to rehab them to get them back into specific activities or hobbies or just to improve their daily function. So it's very rewarding to be able to work with someone throughout that process. And you got to think, too, a lot of these people are very, they're vulnerable when they're coming in here, you know. So if you're able to connect with a patient and have them, you know, look forward to coming to therapy as you're getting them better, it is rewarding.
So what can a patient expect if they come to see you, Joe, about post-operative care for a shoulder? What can they expect as this process gets underway post-operation?
Yeah, well, the nice thing is we work on a one-on-one level here. So, you know, you're not going to be getting passed around between a lot of different therapists. So that helps keep the continuity of care very consistent. We can help them, obviously, reduce their pain, improve their function, help their active range of motion and strength, and to be able to return them back to the hobbies or activities that they want to get back into.
It sounds like it's a process to get it taken care of through just some systematic working that if it goes right, you're going to show some real improvement.
Yes, and it's a long process. You know, I think a lot of people going into that think after a couple months they're going to be going back into doing anything that they were doing prior to or when they were healthy. Most of the time, it's a 12 to 16 weeks to a year process for them to be feeling close to 100%. So it is. It's a very long process.
Joe Lewis on the line with me today, physical therapy assistant with Active Physical Therapy. We're talking about post-operative care. Also on the line is Ryan Lowry. He's an athletic trainer with Active. Ryan, I want to ask you, I know your area that you're talking about with me today has to do with knees. Tell me about total knee replacements. Those sound like they could be daunting, but it seems they're very common as well. Tell me about them.
Yeah, you know, as you do in your career path, you know, you tend to kind of gravitate towards things that you just really enjoy and you find a sweet spot, you know. And for me, that happens to be total knee replacements. I absolutely love working with the knee. In terms of, you know, what is a total knee replacement, a patient will go in and they will basically have the surgeon replace the entirety of the joint. So the surgeon will take the end of both bones and kind of give them a new prosthetic and essentially give them a brand new knee. Now you can imagine that that's no small task. You know what I mean? As Joe mentioned before, patients come in, they just had surgery, they're in a fair amount of pain. You know, it's certainly not their best day, you know, when they come to see us. And there's just been something extremely rewarding about helping people return to normal function. When you think about the entirety of what the knee does for the body in terms of bearing weight and overall function, it's pretty important, you know? And so to be able to guide someone back to return to full function is really exciting for me.
What can a patient expect if they come to Active for their total knee replacement rehab?
Yeah, so there's a couple of key things, especially in the beginning. One thing is pain management and control, and then the second thing is restoration of normal motion. You know, the biggest thing that I see when it comes to total knee replacement is first restoring the ability of the knee to straighten. What happens is that when somebody gets a knee operation, the first thing we want to do is find a position of comfort. And often that involves just a little bit of bending in the knee. And if someone spends too much time in that position, they can slowly kind of lose the ability to straighten the knee fully. So what we see over and over again is that we have to kind of fight that response and really help that patient fully straighten the knee. So those are usually my two main goals in the first few visits of therapy. After that, it's regaining full range of motion, full flexion, full extension, full strength, balance, and return to a normal activity, active lifestyle.
If people want to find out more, how can they find out information? Your website is what?
Yeah, our website is www.stayactiveup.com. You can find us on Google as well. Feel free to give us a call at one of our locations in Marquette or Ishpeming, and we love to just let people know they have a choice in physical therapy.
That's Joe Lewis, physical therapy assistant, and Ryan Laurie, athletic trainer with Active Physical Therapy. If you missed any of our interview, we'll have highlights for you at our website at sunny.fm. It's part of our Active Physical Therapy update on Mark and Walt in the Morning, Sunny 101.9.